Financial Crimes Regulator says a joint analysis of data from 10 major banks has uncovered potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in suspected fraudulent home loans, mostly tied to properties in Sydney. AUSTRAC says the suspected fraud involves inflated incomes, misrepresented employment and questionable business activity. In some cases, money from offshore or third parties was used to settle property purchases or make repayments. John Brewer is the national manager of the Fintel Alliance at AUSTRAC and joins me now. John, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you.
So this operation is called Operation Claw. How did it uncover this suspected fraud?
So, Sally, the Fintel Alliance is AUSTRAC's public-private partnership, and we had one of our banking partners come to us and say, hey, we're seeing this, it doesn't look right. So we brought it in, we brought in another 9 banks, and collectively we worked across to see what was happening across that mortgage lending system. So it was the kind of thing that one bank in itself wouldn't have been able to get a hold of, but by working together in a trusted collaborative environment, that's how we could uncover the kind of things you said in your introduction. So that coordinated mortgage fraud, false income declarations, misrepresented employment, and that, as you said, questionable business activity.
Have they been able to slip through the net previously with this? Anyone who's applied for a mortgage knows, particularly after the Banking Royal Commission, it is an exhaustive process. Even if you're going through a mortgage broker, the paperwork is extensive and sometimes it feels like the process will never end. How have they got through here?
So that's one of the issues in itself. So the brokers and referrers, who are people that push you towards a bank so you can get a mortgage, and other facilitators that help you get that, in some instances, so not all of their clientele, but in some instances, they've been falsifying that documentation to help their clients get that loan. So I would stress here, though, that there's real properties. They are being paid down. So we didn't find massive money laundering going through this. So it's that dodging up, if you will, of that initial application to secure that loan that is then serviced or paid off.
So what's AUSTRAC and the banks, what are you going to do with this information now? What's going to change to try and stop this from happening?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've worked quickly to get a handle across the system. That's one of the benefits that we could bring to this. And we've gone that step further. So now we've found the problem. What we've done is we've given a lot of advice. So yesterday, our CEO wrote to 130 financial institutions and some of the peak associations with a letter outlining our concerns and saying what we'd seen. But importantly, we also sent with them what we call a threat alert, which is raise the issue, but give them indicators they can look for in their systems. So one of the really good things about this threat alert, and indeed the controls that are proposed, is that we worked with industry. So AUSTRAC was with industry in developing those. So they're going to be practical. They'll be able to be applied and they'll help strengthen what this vulnerability has shown.
This operation and what's been found, John, what does it signal to you about the extent of alleged mortgage fraud in the lending sector? Would you describe it as widespread, or are these seen as isolated incidents?
No, I would go with widespread, Sally. What we did was we had a cohort, so a number of brokers and referrers, and we used them across the system to see which banks, the 10 we worked with, had exposure to them. And we found those brokers and referrers that were looking at that small cohort appearing across those 10 banks. So we didn't do a system-wide find everyone everywhere, but just even that sample and that methodology of testing out demonstrated it was popping up right across the place. So widespread would be a good description.
John, just finally, what are the consequences here for individuals who provide false information when they're applying for a mortgage, and also for the mortgage brokers and or banks who may be knowingly or unknowingly facilitating this?
Yeah, so there's a few layers to that question, Sally, obviously. For the individuals, at the very least, they run the risk of their loan being turned off by the bank. Law enforcement side of things, our law enforcement partners would be better placed to answer this, but if there is criminality...
Do you get a black mark if you try and apply for a mortgage later on, if you've been caught with this stuff?
I would imagine that this would be known and that that information would be shared amongst institutions going forward.
John, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally. Appreciate the opportunity.